Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Mem Aleph in Maseches Pesachim. It is the 263rd daf in Shas. I'm recording this in the home of my parents. May they be well. And you might hear in the background my daughter Chayadina playing on my parents' piano. Bezos Hashem, yesterday we had discussed on the Mishnah, Lamites Amabez on the bottom, dough that is placed into water, when it's likely for it to become chametz, and in what situations it will become chametz. Similarly, our daf will begin on the bottom of Mem Amabez, the discussion of putting flour into charoses or mustard, and the Mishnah will then go on to discuss that you're not allowed to cook the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach needs to be roasted, and what is considered a violation of that requirement. That the Torah says, Uvashal mevushal b'mayim, that if it's cooked in water, it will not be acceptable. The Gemara will discuss, what about if it's cooked in fruit juices and in other types of items that we will discuss on Mem Aleph, Amid Aleph. The Gemara will also discuss, what happens if it is cooked in Chamei Teveria. Is that also a case in where you're in violation of the Chiyuv of Kares, since Chamei Teveria is not directly heated up by fire, at least in the most obvious sense, but rather comes from the ground. We'll go on to the Gemara on Mem Aleph Amud Beis, and will tell us how many Chiyuv Malkos one gets for violating this Isur of Uvashal Mevushal B'mayim. And this will take us all the way through Mem Aleph Amud Beis, discussing the Halachos of Tzli, the requirement of Tzli for Karban Pesach. Let's Bezer Hashem begin on the bottom of Mem Amabez. Ein noisnin kemach l'toy charoises. You're not allowed to put flour into a charoises oy l'toy chardel. Rashi explains that because when the flour sits in there for a while, it will come in contact with the liquid agents that will cause it to ferment. Rashi explains that the whole point that the dough is put into the charoses is to weaken the tam of the charoses, to thicken it, and to take away some of its pugnancy, so therefore it's left there for a while and is likely to become chametz. Olo to chardo, or inside of mustard, and that serves the same problem. Vim nosan, if you did put it in, ya'achal miyad, you could eat it immediately, because it takes time before it becomes chametz. Remember what we had said from Rashi, that the problem is that it generally sits in there for a while and then becomes chametz. Rabbi Meir prohibits it. It seems from Rabbi Meir that it's an iser lest he come to leave it in there for a longer time and then eat it. And it's an iser midrabban according to Rabbi Meir. Period. You cannot cook the Karban Pesach. The Torah HaKadosha describes, you're not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach raw or cook it in water, ki im tzli esh, only if it is roasted. So this is a violation of that mandate of the pasuk. Im vashnas pesach loy mashkin loy mei peres, aval sachin umatpilin also bahen. However, you can add some water on the outside, as well as even dip it into mashke before you roast it. Period. Mei tashmisho shel nachtom, the water that is used to serve the hands of a baker. In other words, in those days when they would make matzah or bread, they would wash off their hands in cold water to make sure that there was no heat or chametz that was on their hand. So of course, if the whole point there is to empty out any chametz, yishafchu, it should be poured out, mipnei shein machmitz, and they will cause chimutz, because now there are tiny bits of chametz that have begun the fermenting process in the water. So that water should not be used when making Pesach products. I'm Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana taught, Machlekes l'toy chachardel. The Machlekes that exists, that the Tanakhama says it's permissible if you take it out immediately, but Rabbi Meir is Eiser, that is only regards to chardel. Avol toy chachareises, divrei akol yisarif miyad. Even the Tanakhama would agree that it has to be burnt, because the chardel is very, very sharp, and the chardel prevents an immediate chimutz. We've learned that already on the previous Amud. We had an idea on the third line on Mem Amud Aleph into the Y, that the Gemara said, Chometz is Tzimtzum, that the chometz, the vinegar, binds together and prevents from chimutz. In yesterday's daf, we gave two explanations of what the Gemara means by that. So therefore, when it comes to chardel, there'll be room to be makel. However, when it comes to charoses, which is not as sharp, right? Mustard is sharper than the charoses that we eat at the Seder. So then in such a case, one cannot be lenient. It's only the chardel that prevents from the fermentation process. But we also learned in another braisa. We learned exactly that in the braisa, that you can't hold on to any flour that was put into charoses on Pesach. However, if it's put into mustard, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yisarif Miyad, V'chacham Oimrim Yeyochel Miyad. Period. Am Ravuna, Breder of Yehuda, Rav Nachman, Am Shmuel. Halacha Kedivre Chacham, we follow the opinion of the Chacham, who are lenient, that if it's put into chardel, and you take it, and you can eat it immediately, as long as it's not been left there for a while. Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the Mar says on the bottom line of Memem Beis, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, L'Rav Huna, Breder of Yehuda, Acharoises Ka'amar Mar, were you talking in regards to Charoises? That even in regards to charoses, the Rabbanan disagree that you're allowed to eat it immediately
if you don't let it sit around the dough inside of the charoses.
Or a chardel kamer, or he's only makel in regards to chardel. Or a chardel kamer mar. Amarle, the my nafkamina. What nafkamina does it make? Ah, as we learned above, liderav. Kahana, Damer of Kahana, Machlegas at the Chachardel. Alatoich Acharois says, Divrei Akol Yisarev Miyad. So do we accept Rav Kahana's rule that we're only going to be Mekil, that if you eat it immediately, it's okay when it comes to the Chardel, but when it comes to the Chareis, everybody is Machmer. Amalei Loi Shemili. I didn't hear any distinction, and the Gemara spells out what that means. Klimar Lo Svirili, that I don't hold that there's any distinction between the two, that you, the Rabbanan, we follow your makel evil when it comes to the charoses. Amar Ravashi kavosid Rav Kahana mistabra, but Rav Ashi disagrees. Ravashi says it makes sense to follow Rav Kahana. Mida Amar Shmuel ain halacha kareb Yosi. When Shmuel had taught earlier in Daf Mem Amud Aleph that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi, who we had mentioned that shita who holds chometz tzamtzum, that the chometz serves as a binder and prevent the process of chimutz. So what does that mean? My lav tzimusi hu delo tzamis, that it doesn't serve as a binder to prevent the chimutz, hachamiya mechama, but it does create chimutz. Says Gemara, that's not necessarily right. Loi, dilma loi mitzvah tzamis velo chimua mechma. Maybe it is entirely neutral, doesn't it cause chimutz, and it doesn't prevent chimutz. We had learned 10 lines from the bottom. In the Mishnah, not only can't you cook the carbon Pesach in water, also in fruit juices as well. The Gemara now begins to analyze the prohibition of the Torah, not to eat it raw, not to eat it cooked. How do we know that the prohibition applies to even fruit juices as well? Armit kal v'chomer. Gemara says it's a kal v'chomer. Ma ma'im she'mefig in tamon. Water does not weaken the taste of something. Asur, and it's prohibited. Shar mashkin, when it comes to fruit juices, that it distills the taste of the item that's cooking inside of it because of its own taste. Like kol shukain. Certainly, the halacha would be that you would not allow to be able to cook with it. Rebbe Omer b'mayim eli ela ma'im shar mashkin minayin. According to Rebbe, the source is Exeris HaKlas of Talmud Lomer, Uvashel Mivushal Mikol Makom. You can't cook it. The double Lashon, Uvashel Mivushal, is coming to add something, and that is to add cooking with fruit juice. My Beinai, what's the difference between these two different sources, either Kal V'chomer or Pasuk? Iku Beinai Utsli Kedar. Rashi describes that Sli Kedar is a way of cooking the carbon Pesach with its own juices. It's placed inside of a utensil without any water, and the juices ebb out of the meat, and it's cooked inside of it. According to the first reason that says that we're concerned about the taste being diluted by the fruit juices, here it's the taste of the carbon Pesach itself, then it should be permissible. However, if it's Exeris HaKasu, Uvashel Mevushel, so then in such a case it would be included in Uvashel Mevushel. Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who use the Kal V'chomer, and they don't darshan the Pasuk of Bashal Mevushal. Rabbanan, hi Bashal Mevushal, my Avilei. Mibayle, we need it for the following. Dichsanya. Bishlo v'acha kach tzlo, if he cooks the Karban Pesach and then roasts it, Oshet tzlo v'acha kach bishlo chayiv. That also is the Isser D'Oraisa, and he's chayiv on the Isser D'Oraisa if he cooks it either before or after the roasting. Bishlam bishlav achakach tzlo chayiv da bashle. I understand when it comes to bishl after tzliya, at the end of the day, he cooked it. El tzlo v'achakach bishlo hatzli eishu amai. Why are you going to be chayiv? At the end of the day, it was first roasted, so what should be the problem? This is consistent with the position of Rabbi Yossi and Menachos on Daf Lamed Chesam and Beis. The Sanya we learned in a Braisa, Yoytzin Berikik Hashari, you could be Yoytzin the carbon mincha. If it is a wafer that has been soaked in hot water, as long as it hasn't fallen apart, there's no problem with the fact that it's bishul after afiyah. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Meir. However, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi Amar Yoytzin Berikik Hashari Avalo B'Mevushal, only if it's been soaked and not cooked. Even if it hasn't fallen apart, it's a problem of bishul, because the bishul undoes the afiyah. So that's the opinion over here, that you can't be mevashel the carbon pesach, which was already roasted, because bishul undoes the tzli. Ula amar fil tamer Rabbi Meir. Ula says this could defile the opinion of Meir. Shani hachadam ekro, mevashel mevushel mikol makom. There's a gzeres hakosuv that says any type of cooking is going to be problematic, even though it would not be carbon problematic, according to Rabbi Meir, for the carbon mincha. However, for the carbon pesach, it would be problematic. The Gemara continues, 15 lines from the bottom, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Halakha Braisa, Yachot Slo, Kol Tzarka Yechayiv, I would think that if he roasts it to the nth degree, in other words, that's well done, and then afterwards he does bishla, I would think that you're chayiv. Tam Eloi Ma'aseich L'menu, no, you shouldn't eat it raw. Uvashel Mevusho B'mayim, no, uvashel mevushal, amarti lecha. Only the time it's asr is if it's mevushal, is if it started off as raw, and you cooked it. Velosh, it's slow called sarko. But not if it was already roasted. Hechi dami, what exactly is that case? Of tzli called sarko, amarvashi deshavya charucha. He singes the carbon pesach, it's already been entirely burnt, so then in such a case, it won't be subject to the yisur of bishul. Tana Rabban Yochel, Achol Kizayis Chayei Chayiv. I might think that someone who eats a raw Kizayis would be Chayiv for eating Karim Pesach. Talmud Loimar, Haseich Lemenu No Uvashel Mevusha. No Uvashel, Amar Tadacha. If it's raw and cooked, then you're going to be Chayiv. V'loi Chay. But there is no Isur, or there is no Chiyiv Malkus, to be more precise, on eating it raw. I might think Yochliyei Mutter, I might think it's Mutter. Talmud Loimar, Kiyim Tzliyesh. Only if it's roasted. Hechi dami no. What qualifies as raw? Amarav ke da'armi parsoi. As the Persians say, avarnim. That's called avarnim. Is slightly roasted and not entirely roasted. And that's going to be the yisur of no. Now it raises an interesting shayla. Amarav chizdam avashal b'cham eitver yaviz Shabbos. We learned in Masechet Shabbos on daf mem amud beis, an important halacha. Someone who cooks with the hot springs of Tiberias, he uses the hot water, that scalding hot that came out of the hot springs, he uses it to cook the Shabbos potter. On Shabbos, that's not considered bishul d'oraisa. However, Pesach should bishul b'chamit v'yichayv. Ma'ishna b'Shabbos d'lo. What's the reason that by Shabbos you're not chayv? They told us eish b'inan. It needs to come from fire. The man d'amr over there in the Gemara is of the opinion the chamit v'yichayv are not heated up by fire. See the Gemara there that quotes a dissenting opinion. Veleka, and there is no fire there. Pesach Nami asks the Gemara, Lav told us Eishu is not the tolada of a fire. Amarava, my chayiv diktani, what does it mean chayiv? The ka'avar mishum tzli eish. It doesn't mean that's not considered cooked, but rather it is considered as if he didn't cook with tzli eish. The Gemara in the Hava Amina thought that Rav Chisda was saying that on Shabbos you're going to be potter because it's not considered as if you've cooked. If that would be so, the Gemara says, and why is it considered on with a carbon Pesach that you're chayiv because it's considered as if you cooked with it? Pesach Nami Lav told us Eishu, the Gemara is asking. So Rava answers, what does it mean that you're chayiv? It's chayiv because it's considered as if he ate something that wasn't roasted, but that he's not over for bishul. It's considered as if he didn't do bishul at all. So that's the chiyuv over here. It's not considered cooking, but he violated the mitzvah of roasting it. Rav Chiya Breid, Rav Nasa Masni Lahad, Rav Chizda Behedya. They said this is implicit in Rav Chizda's words, or even explicit in the way they presented it. Amar Rav Chizda, Mavash B'chamit Veri B'Shabbos Potter. If you cook b'chamit veri and chapstick and potter, u'pesach shebishlo b'chamit veri yechayim she'ovar mishum tzli'esh, because he didn't do tzli'esh, and that is the iser. Mark continues on the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Amar Rava, achlu na, if he eats a raw like yishtayim, he violates two isurim. Number one, says Rashi on the top of Amud Beis, that he's not fulfilling loy soichal no, he's violating it by eating raw. Number two, also loy soichlu kiim tsiye, Shatar says it has to be roasted. So number one, he ate it raw. Number two, he didn't roast it. Mivushal, the same thing. Lokish time, he gets two malchus. Number one, he didn't roast it. Number two, he ate it cooked. No umivushal, if he ate it raw and cooked. Lokesh alosh, number one, it was not. Number two, it was mevushal. Number three, he didn't roast it. Abaye omar ein lokin alav shebechlolos. Abaye says that you don't get malchus three times for this. Here, the Torah tells us, argues Abaye, kiim tzli esh, that all of these things, raw, cooked, are fall into the super category, the lav shebechlal, which is tzli esh. So therefore, you don't get multiple isurim if it's all included in the klal of kiim tzli esh. Some said that Abai is of the opinion that you don't get two sets of malchus, but you get one. Some say that according to Abai, you don't even get one malchus. Because the Torah didn't designate it like the Isser of Loisachsoim Sharbet Dishai, which is a source in the Gemara in Makkos on Daf Yud Gimel,
which becomes the paradigm of all Malkus, because Malkus is written right next to Loisachsam Sharbet Dishai, and therefore a lav shebechlolos in general you don't get Malkus on. So here the Gemara discussed, we didn't mention this in the summary, that our Gemara discusses lav shebechlolos. Rav Amar Ochal Zog Loke Shtayim Chartzan Loke Shtayim. If someone eats, particularly a nazir, the skins of a grape, he violates two isurim. Rashi explains the Dibra Maskel Achal. Number one, it says, Befeish Natar Zog Leachel, that he can't eat even the skins. And also it says, Mikosh Yasim Gefen Ayayin Mechartzanim. Chartzan, if he eats from the pits, like Yishtayim, he gets two malchus. Zog Vichartzan like Yishalosh. Abaye Omer Ein Loikin El Lav Shebechlos. Abaye Lishitaso disagrees and he says this is considered lav shebechlolois because mikol asher yaseh migefen hayayin is a lav shebechlolois and you don't get the malchus. Now, what exactly don't you get? So again, we have a mirror machlokis to what we saw above in regards to afsoch lemenuna bushal b'mayim kiim tzli esh, the same machlokis that we had over there, that kiim tzli esh is a lav shebechlolois. Ikadami tarti de lalak echad mi aslakim. Maybe you get one malchus. Ikadami other say echad nami lalaki de lom yuch lave ke lav de chasima. So there are two positions within Abaye, whether it's like the lav of chasima that is necessary to be able to get malchus, and here the Torah doesn't say loy saichal kiim but rather it says Atochal Mimenuna, Mavashal Mavusha, etc. And it's not like the Pasuk of Loisachsam Sharbadisha. Period. Tan Rabbanochal Kazayas na miboyim potter. If a person eats a kazayas that is raw when it's still day, he's potter, kazayas na mishachashecha chayv. However, if it is a kazayas when it is raw, when it's already nighttime, then he's gonna be chayv because that's his man of carbon pesach. Ochal kazayas tzli miboyim. If he ate a kezayis of roasted Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, loy posel atzmei b'nei chabur. He's still not posel from partaking in the Karban Pesach. Kezayis slimi shechashech. However, if he already ate it at night, posel atzmei b'nei chabura, he removes himself from the chabura. The Gemara on later on, Daf Pei Vav, Amid Aleph is going to tell us, ein pesach necha loy b'shtei chaburas. A pesach cannot be eaten in two different chaburas. So therefore, once he eats the Karban Pesach tzli, outside of his chabura, then he's going to passel himself because of ein pesach necha lo b'shtei chaburas. See Rashi dibar maskel loy pasal atzmoi. And yidach, we learned in another brayse yochel ochel kizayis nam meboid yoim yechayiv. I might think that someone who eats a kizayis of raw carbon pesach when it's still day should be chayiv. Dinu, it's a kal v'chomer. Uma b'shosh yeshon b'kam ochel tzli yeshon b'al toichel na b'shosh eini b'kam ochel tzli eini din sheyeshon b'al toichel na. I would make a kal v'chomer if there at the time when there's a mitzvah to eat the roasted Karban Pesach, you can't eat it raw. Certainly where it's not even a mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach raw, Karban Pesach roasted, certainly there'll be an iser to eat it raw. Einu v'atochana. V'al t'tam, and don't ask, sheri hutum b'chol eitzel tzli. Maybe the whole prohibition is so that you, in order you eat it raw, and at this time there's no mitzvah to eat it raw. Tam lor ma'asoch l'menuna, uvashom mevushom mayim kiim tzli eish, she'ein tam lor mekiim tzli eish. Why does the Torah say kiim tzli eish? Ma tam lor mekiim tzli eish? Lo melecha, b'sho she'echna b'kom achol tzli, yeshem b'al tochal na, b'sho she'enoch b'kom achol tzli, eina b'bal tochal na. The only time you're going to have the iser of eating it raw is when you have the mitzvah
of eating it roasted. So the Gemara had it sad to say, when it says, Oy loy, b'shosh she'ena b'kum achol tzli, yeshna b'bal toichol na, b'shosh yeshna b'kum achol tzli, ena b'bal toichol na, maybe the iser of eating it raw is only on Erev Pesach. Kamash malon, the chidush is no, that the iser of Sli and the Isra of Na are directly connected to each other, and only at the time that there's a mitzvah of Sli is there an Isra of Na. Rebbe Oimer, Rebbe has a different drasha. You could ask, Ekrani Boshel. The Torah just has to say Boshel. Matam Eloimer Mivushel. Why does it say Mivushel? Sheyachal. I would have thought that the Isra is only if he cooks it when it's at night. But what happens if he cooks it when it's day? Minayin, how do we know? That's also Isser Malkus. Tam Lorn Bashal Mevushal B'kol Makom. That there is an Isser of cooking it at any time. So Rebbe Darshan's a different Russia. That's why we're bringing it up over here. Asks the Gemara, wait a second, but Rebbe used the Drasha Bashal Mevushal for a different thing. V'hai Bashal Mevushal Afke Rebbe Litzlikre Dar L'Shar Mashkin. He used it to tell us that there's an Isser on Amid Aleph, as we learned about 15 lines in on Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, that there is an Isser of cooking it in its own juice. That's what Slikedar is, as well as other mashkin, imkain. So then what, how could he darshan the pasuk this way to tell us that there's an Isser of Bishul even when it's still day? Imkain says, Gemara, Lemakroi, Oi Bashel, Shel, Oi Mevushal, Mevushal. It could say it in the Lashon, Bashel, Bashel, or Mevushal, Mevushal. My Bashel, Mevushal, Shamis Mina Tarti. It's telling us two halachas. Bezer Hashem, we will stop today's daf over here. Tomorrow's daf will be a shorter daf, and we will pick up with Tana Rabbanan, 8 lines from the bottom on Mem Aleph on the base. This concludes daf Mem Aleph in Maseches Pesachim.